In Libya's capital, Tripoli, at least two people are killed in clashes between rival militant groups. Officials say the violence had no link to an offensive launched by a renegade army general in the eastern city of Benghazi. Forces loyal to the retired army general Khalifa Haftar have been carrying out an armed campaign against militants in Benghazi since Friday. Scores of people have been killed as a result. Prime Minister Abdullah Athini has accused General Haftar of staging a coup and denounced his forces as outlaws. Haftar's group also stormed the parliament building in Tripoli on Sunday and kidnapped some 20 lawmakers there. The parliament was suspended after the attack, which was condemned by the interim government. Meanwhile, clashes have broken out in Benghazi, with unknown attackers firing rockets at the city's airport. Let's speak to Rick Rozef. He's the manager of Stop NATO Network, and he joins us via Skype from Chicago. Mr. Rozef, many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, looking at the situation in Tripoli at the moment, it's quite clear that there is nothing but chaos ensuing there. What do you make of it? Is this the legacy of what NATO did to topple Muammar Gaddafi?
It is exactly that. What we're seeing is, of course, the two most populous cities in the country, in Libya, engulfed in violent uprisings where it's very difficult to even know, you know, who the various factions are. So that we've seen not only the kidnapping of parliamentarians in the capital and brutal fighting, which is accounted by the reports I'm familiar with for at least 70 deaths in Benghazi. This is precisely the legacy of the first African war by the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. I'm talking about the six-month-long so-called Operation Unified Protector. But let's recall that that was preceded for 19 days by the first war launched by U.S. Africa Command, which was referred to as Operation Odyssey Dawn. That lasted from, I think, most of the month of March of 2011. So the after effect is very much as it is in any other part of the world where the U.S. and its NATO allies have launched unprovoked attacks and wars, which is to say the disintegration of a country, the deterioration of the social fabric of the country, an almost endless series of internecine civil conflicts of the sort we see escalating to a perhaps unprecedentedly dangerous degree right now in Libya, as you remark. And, you know, all the more reason to oppose then a military action by NATO and the United States and nations like Syria and Ukraine, because we know already from Libya, Afghanistan, the former Yugoslavia, what to expect.
Well, Mr. Rozef, there are those that say that NATO is no longer bombarding Libya. There is an interim government in place which has been trying to demilitarize these militias as well. So how have these militias survived ever since the ouster of Muammar Gaddafi? Who has been funding them? Who has been supporting them? And what incentive do they have to continue on like this instead of bringing together a stable Libya?
Now, that's a good question you raise, and in a more equitable and reasonable world, we'd be able to sit down, I mean, the various parties would be able to sit down and discuss this. I suspect by the very nature of covert arming and funding of groups, it's difficult to determine who ultimately is providing the arms and the finances to purchase the arms. But we do know that 3 years ago, the United States and its European NATO allies and their military allies linked through what's called the Istanbul Cooperation Initiative between NATO and the Persian Gulf monarchies, allies of NATO in the Persian Gulf, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and so forth, have been arming extremist elements in several countries, in Syria now, as in Libya 3 years ago. So one would have to suspect those entities I've just mentioned to you as being the most likely suspects. But again, you know, it's difficult to really determine. Nevertheless, I think we can say that once having opened up the Pandora's box of civil discord and national disintegration in Libya, as the U.S. Africa Command and NATO did 3 years ago, all of this is unfortunately logically to be expected. You create chaos and, the most antisocial and self-interested, parties are going to exploit it. And I'm afraid I don't see an imminent resolution of this conflict in Libya.
Well, difficult times for Libya ahead. That was Rick Rozef, manager of Stop NATO Network, joining us from Chicago. Mr. Rozef, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV, sir.